This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. There's a lot of construction going on at Burlington International Airport right now. Lots of dirt and equipment and really big construction vehicles. But exactly what's going on is not clear from a drive-by. But maybe you've actually been on the tarmac flying to a business or holiday destination. The airport is experiencing really high volume right now. So let's find out why and what's being torn up and reconstructed. We're joined by Nicholas Longo, Deputy Director of Aviation Administration at BTV. Nick, welcome to the program. Nice to have
you. Thank you, Jane.
So what is the construction over by the runway right now?
So we are very, very fortunate this year to have about a $13 million project going on. We call this our taxiway golf project. That's the name of the taxiway, which essentially...
So you're not making a golf course.
We're not making a golf course. No, not at the airport. Not this year. That was a joke. But so fortunate to have the federal funds to do this. This is technically a second phase of a three-phase project. Overall, when we're all done and said, it's about a $25 million project. We did last year, completed that one. That was about $4 million, and this year is $13 million. And what we're doing is we're widening an aged taxiway. This is over 25 years old. So this is a really historic moment that we get this much federal funding. We don't get this much every year. Widening this taxiway golf and bringing it closer to the runway as well. So this, in essence, is a noise reduction strategy that we're implementing, as well as an efficiency and a safety project.
Okay, so you're widening and moving the taxiway. I mean, you don't have a lot of room to move anyway. Does it really matter in terms of noise if you move it slightly closer to the runway?
Yeah, that's a great question. By the foot, we're moving it 100 feet closer to the runway.
Really?
So the ground noise, really the noise that occurs on the ground as the aircraft taxi normally from the terminal building to the end of the runway, that's really where you're going to see the reduction in noise. And that's a small portion of the project. Really, the overall project is higher efficiencies, more traffic, and of course, replacing 25-year-old asphalt.
So I don't have a sense of how big a deal it is to need to replace 25-year-old asphalt, but you're also not just, you know, paving over the existing grass then. I imagine this is a pretty complicated thing when you're talking about how heavy the planes are.
You got it. It's not your typical reconstruction like a roadway or something like that. We do go down multiple feet for sub bases, really putting in the stone and the gravel that we need to make sure that the weight of the aircraft is supported by the taxiway. And then, of course, finishing off with layers of asphalt on top of that.
Why do you have to widen it?
So again, the taxiway that we're replacing is aged. So at that time, that was the width. It was about 50 feet wide. Now we're widening it to 75 feet with a 30-foot what we call shoulders, which is kind of not usable by aircraft, but 30 feet on the sides each side. And that's just in plan, in preparation for potentially new larger commercial aircraft, and to support the current fleet that we offer today through all of the airlines and cargo operations.
Is the airport hoping to get bigger planes?
We have, actually. So over the last year, and that kind of goes into how our numbers really have been increasing over the last 5-6 months, but really over the last year, we've seen tremendous numbers. And that's because the airlines are what we call upgauging. They're bringing in smaller aircraft, used to bring in smaller aircraft to all of our routes, and now they're bringing in what we call mainline. These are larger aircraft, really doubled, sometimes triple in size of what we used to see, to the airport, which offers more amenities to the passenger, really more of a comfortable ride to the destination. One airline is United Airlines. They're offering Boeing 737 service to Chicago multiple times a day, as well as Newark. And then, of course, American does the same thing with slightly smaller, but again, mainline aircraft. And you know, same with the taxiway. That's efficiency and safety. Same with these upgauged aircraft. That's more efficiency, more predictability, and really a better experience for the passenger.
You put out a press release, I think last week, that included an interesting note, and you said because of this high travel volume, the airport expects that from basically now through the end of the fall, you're going to be seeing about 6,000 to 8,000 more customers every week than last year. And you point out that that is thousands more people who need to park, need to get their tickets, need to go through TSA screening. First of all, do you have room? I mean, can everybody park? Can 68,000 more people park? Yeah.
We always have room, and we'll make sure it works no matter what, including some of our construction work that's happening inside the parking garage. But you're absolutely right. Our numbers since January are off the charts.
Why?
Well, in part because of this upgauged aircraft.
So, but they wouldn't upgauge if they didn't think they could fill
exactly
the planes, right?
So those airlines are very, very smart at what they do. They know the data, you know, better than anybody else, of course. So when they see the numbers in what we call our market area, which is about a two-hour distance from the airport, we see more people from our market area flying out of Burlington than we have in a long time.
Are they flying out of other airports as well? I mean, is this a sense that Burlington is attracting more passengers while others aren't, or are we seeing an economic upturn that's, you know, are more people just flying?
I think all of the above, really. You're absolutely right. A market area has about 2.5 million tickets purchased a year. We in Burlington serve about half of that, about 1.2, 1.3 million.
Does that include Montreal?
That includes Montreal as well. Yep.
So that airport, you're seeing, Burlington Airport is seeing about half of all of the tickets?
Not from Montreal, but out of all the airports. So half of the tickets do go, some of them go to Manchester, Boston, of course. And it's all about the dollar. It's all not only the exchange rate with Montreal, but also the dollar. How much is your ticket worth? And how much is your time worth driving to, let's say, Boston or Manchester or Albany? And what we're seeing because of these larger aircraft, because of more routes being offered, Delta goes to JFK as well as JetBlue, American and United both go to Chicago, our ticket prices are coming down. So it's more favorable to purchase out of Burlington. And again, that's where the airlines come in and offer larger aircraft and more service to Burlington and out of Burlington.
I want to double back to the construction just to ask you if any work is planned on the runways and if there's any work that needs to be done in anticipation of the F-35 fighter jets coming to the airport.
Sure. There's always work on the runway. That is our priority. The runway must remain open. That is 100% our priority. That's not only for the commercial, but that's also for the military and the private aviation sectors. There really is no changes to our runway scenario and our runway work because of any new aircraft at the airport, whether it's the F-35 or some of these larger aircraft that the airlines are offering. So we maintain what we have today, which we're so fortunate to have that in such a small region that we are. We're over a mile and a half long, and it works really well. And the F-35 will be just as accommodating to that current runway status as the airlines are today.
So you talked about different kinds of negotiations with the airlines and how they think about which planes to bring and which routes. Or roots, depending on your accent and your upbringing. I don't know why I said routes. I don't say that. Anyway, but Nick, part of your job is to talk with the airlines about, you know, to try to negotiate, you know, come here and bring these planes and do these routes. And here's how much we can support you. What are those negotiations like?
I am so fortunate in my position to really work with so many great people. The team at the Burlington Airport is amazing and really get to my hands in every single scenario. And one of my favorite scenarios working with the airlines, working with the data and trying to sell Burlington, Vermont, Burlington International Airport, and tell them that this really is the place to be. Our folks really want to travel. We can see the data on the big picture. And we support that with each airline, whether it's our incumbent airlines, United, Delta, American, and JetBlue, or maybe a brand new airline. And we're always looking into the future. We're always looking at what's next for Burlington Airport. What can we support? What can the airline support and really sustain a long-term growth at Burlington? And that's really what we want to see overall. We want long-term sustainable growth for our airline industry.
Any new routes or airlines you want to announce right now?
I would love to, but unfortunately, I won't be today. But maybe in the very near future, depending on what that is measured by, we might be talking a little bit more.
Good. Well, I look forward to hearing the announcements. And watch out, O'Hare. We're coming for you. We are going to be the next big hug. Not really. Nicholas Longo is Deputy Director of Aviation Administration at Burlington International Airport. Thanks very much for talking
with
us.
Thank you, Jane.